You know, when we were in the sandwich shop, though, I was looking if they have, like, a faux ham sandwich for Big Fatty.
A faux ham?
Oh. Yeah, faux ham.
So I'm sure Big Fatty would love some soy ham.
Oh,
I think he just threw up in the back of his mouth. I just, for some reason, I can't imagine Big Fatty eating soy ham.
No. No, ma'am. No siree.
It's kind of like the queen shopping at Walmart, you know? It just doesn't work. It does not work.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 95 of the BFO for Thursday, the 12th of June, 2008. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has gotten some bag phone calls that he's going to play for you, and I'm not going to forget the memory lane music today, or there'll be a Pinsky Pansky. Oh, Lord, Pinsky Pansky? I know you're all thinking, oh, Lord, Big Fatty has lost it. He is talking gibberish. Well, no, that's the new term that came out of the Gay Days weekend. Larry Cly and I were on our way back to the Charleston on Monday, and this Pinsky rental truck came barreling by us, and there was hottie patati driving it, and we wanted him to take his pants off, and he looked kind of Swedish, so we just decided that the new term in Sweden for please take your pants off would be Pinsky Pansky. So try to use Pinsky Pansky in your daily conversation today when you see somebody you want to take their pants off. Now, y'all, a couple of other things I want to mention about that I forgot to mention in yesterday's show. Y'all, you know Tim from Terminally Single was the 100th caller into the bag phone on the BFO, and he won the prize of a BFO t-shirt. Now, y'all, he wanted the 2XL. And, you know, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, Tim is a big man. And I'm not referring to the baby's arm between his legs, but, I mean, he is just a big man. And, y'all, when he wore the shirt to the pool party on Sunday, and y'all, I swear to God, on the shirt it says I heart Big Fatty online.com, and then it has a picture of Big Fatty's head and, you know, the little talking bubble that says, oh Lord. Y'all, I swear the picture of Big Fatty's head on the shirt was larger than my actual head. I mean, huge, but, you know, it was all in proportion with Tim. So, you know, Tim was happy to have a head from Big Fatty. Or that didn't come out quite right. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. The other thing I wanted to mention was Friday night, I was telling you who was at the dinner at Maggioni's or whatever it was called. And Ricky from the Foul Monkeys was sitting between me and Rodan from the Pot is My Co-Pilot. Well, so I didn't get to interact with him so much on Friday evening, but Saturday when we ran into the folks from Pot is My Co-Pilot on Saturday, Rodan comes up to me and goes, "Did you have that landing strip last night?" Meaning the facial hair. Yeah. And so, needless to say, Rodan either thinks Big Fatty has a hair problem, and after seeing me in the pool or around the pool, there are probably many who do agree that Big Fatty has a hair problem. But that's okay, because I don't care. And I thought that was funny that Rodan mentioned that. Now, a couple of little things that I also want to mention. Now, y'all, I have failed you, but there's still time. This coming Sunday, June the 15th is Father's Day, so there's still time to get on the www and find a Father's Day gift if you need to send something. But it's this Sunday is the Father's Day. And, y'all, I kind of hinted around last week about Father's Day, and since I'm catching up on some shows, I heard Nessa mention this on Archer's 2-fucking-hour U-string gangbang hootenanny Friday night. But and since she mentioned it and all, and I have thanked Holly and Walt and Nessa personally via the e-letter, but I want to just tell y'all what they did for me. I got the nicest card. Oh, Jesus. I got the nicest card, and it was in the shape of a chocolate chip cookie. I'm picking up the card now so I can read it to you. But on the outside of the yellow envelope, which matches the BFO, of course, it says Daddy, and then there's a fuzzy chocolate chip cookie card inside, and it says, Happy Father's Day to a dad who's warm, sweet, and just a little nutty. Love, your kids, Walt, Holly, and Nessa. And y'all, along with that, they gave me a gift certificate to the Honey Baked Ham store. And on top of that, there was a coupon in the Sunday paper for a discount. So not only does Big Fatty, for Father's Day, get to enjoy Honey Baked Ham, but he gets to enjoy it using a coupon and a gift certificate. So, y'all, I cannot tell you how happy the fat one is that the kids thought so highly of him. And, you know, if you want me to be your fatty daddy, I'll be more than happy. You don't have to buy me a ham or anything. But anyway, there's I'll be your fatty daddy. Yeah, I said it. Now, y'all, I know you have been worried, but yesterday, Wednesday, Sears came out and fixed the washing machine, so all underpants have been cleansed since the trip. And the only thing that is still in need of the cleansing are the shirts that you see in the pictures from the gay days, because, you know, we had this Big Fatty had several costume changes at the pool party on Sunday, and you can see some of those. My eldest daughter, Holly, posted some pictures over there for you. And before we get into the voice letters, I want to let you know that tonight, the 12th of June, there is a special episode of The Millionaire Password. The Millionaire Password is on tonight, and Miss Betty White is on tonight's episode. So put that in your TiVo, or, you know, or in your VHS, and watch The $1 Million Password tonight. Okay, I think I have covered everything on my list. So I think that there's only one thing left to do. Yeah, that's right. Voice letters.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. This is Peter from Atlanta, Georgia, also known as Apollonius from the They Don't Know podcast. I was just calling to say I've been listening to your show for, I guess, about a week and a half now, so I guess short-time listener, first-time caller. Anyway, I just wanted to say I greatly enjoy your show, and also I think I will join with you in the cabal of the few people who didn't think Indiana Jones 4 was absolutely horrible. I don't know what it is. It seems that, like, people, I don't know. All the stuff that they say they hate about it, I kind of liked about it. So, whatevs. Otherwise, hope you have a wonderful time at Gay Days. I just listened to a podcast where you were talking about all the fun stuff you're doing, and I hope you have a glorious weekend. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Peter, for calling. A short-time listener and first-time caller. And, y'all, if you haven't called the bag phone, you need to do that because, you know, Big Fatty loves the voice letters, and it's 206-337-1438. And, Peter, the other thing you need to do is get over there to the listener map and put yourself on it. I don't have any new listeners on there that I can see. However, y'all, you want to go over to the listener map and take a look, because Straight Bob from down there in the Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, Melbourne, he has put a new picture on there. Y'all, he's hot. So, Straight Bob, while you're out there running around trying to keep the kids from listening to Big Fatty Online or running on the treadmill or whatever, just know that Big Fatty likes your picture and touching myself inappropriately now. Yeah. So, our next voice letter is from none other than Jason from The Way We See It.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Jason in Orlando. I just wanted to call the bag phone and say hello and to tell you how much fun we had over the Gay Days weekend. It was very nice meeting you, and you're just as fat as I was expecting, and you know, I don't know that I could have handled much more fatness, but we had a great time, and it was nice meeting you, and any time that you are coming back to the Orlandos, please be sure to let us know. You're fat.
Oh, well, you're fat too, Jason, and thank you so much for making the fat one feel very welcome there, and it was nice to go into a group of people you've never seen before and feel very welcome and quite at home, because you all know each other. It's a weird kind of thing, y'all. It's a weird kind of thing. Now, speaking of people who have T-shirts with big heads of Big Fatty on it, the next voice letter is from Terminally Single Tim.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Tim over at Terminally Single. It's ruined because I called everyone Monday and left them voicemail message and forgot about you. Well, I'm calling you today because I just now remembered that it was fun meeting you this weekend and everyone else, and I look forward to next year and all our fun. So keep up the good work and keep it ruined. And oh, by the way, the T-shirt, I love the T-shirt. So I'm very, very happy. Yay!
Yay!
So, have a good one.
Well, Tim, thank you so much. And trust me, if you wear that thing around Atlanta, Lord, maybe you'll run into Peter in Atlanta or someplace wearing the Big Fatty T-shirt. Who knows? Y'all, Big Fatty handed out all kinds of little goodies when he was down there. I was signing some autographs for people and just all kinds of fun stuff. And y'all, you know, we were sent the 300 condoms by Sharon Fluitz from up there in New York, and y'all, Big Fatty handed them out right in the restaurant on Friday night, and everybody took a big handful of them, and y'all, British John thought he was being real funny, and he took two hands full of them, and then Big Fatty didn't want to let him put some back in the bag. I was going to make him take them with him or something, but finally I decided to be nice. So, anyway. All right. Our next voice letter is from Will, who Big Fatty called Scott all last weekend.
Big Fatty, it's Will from Orlando. I had to call and say, it's your fault. Now I'm listening to your little, you know, podcast, so I'm ruined. But, yes, it's Scott Will or Will Scott, whatever you kept calling me. But, you know, I was the blonde sitting across from you at the dinner table, and then, of course, the pool party, you flashed a few of us. So, yes, interesting. All right, have a good one. Thanks for coming down. It was a lot of fun. All right, bye.
Well, thank you so much, Will Scott, or Scott Will, or whatever cute blondie deliciousness that got to see the enormous testicles. Yeah, that's right. Not many people have seen those, but, you know, consider yourself amongst the chosen people, if you will. And y'all, that's, let's see, we had Peter and we had Will Scott. That's two new listeners calling the bag phone, y'all. Is it a full, no, it's not a full moon until next week. Gosh, maybe people are actually going to call Big Fatty nowadays. I encourage it. Wait a minute. Is this another new listener that has called Big Fatty? I cannot believe it.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Princess Hannah. I just wanted to call and say, good gosh, I love your show. I've recently realized how to use the podcast and have fallen in love with everybody from the Drink to Be Sober to the snarkiness that is We Are Mean, all the way up to Southern Boy, and all, of course, all the way down in the Carolinas to you. And I just wanted to say, I love your show. I love that it's always short, sweet, and simple to the point. And I love your accent. Just wanted to let you know that. I hope all is well. I hope you had fun in the Orlandos for the gay days. I unfortunately had to miss the gay days in Philly because it was just too stinking hot. And I just wasn't feeling that kind of a weather day. So I hope all is well. Keep it coming. Love you lots. And take care, baby. Bye.
Well, you take care too, baby, Princess Hana, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate the phone call. And dear sweet mother of God, I'm going to miss out on doing Memory Lane music unless I do it right this second. Well, y'all, this is interesting. Your clue for today is... this was a sitcom that sprang up from an hour-long drama, which was called Seven Against the Sea. Well, y'all, did you recognize the theme from McHale's Navy? Well, McHale's Navy was an American TV sitcom series that ran 138 half-hour episodes from September the 11th, 1962 to August the 20th, 1966 on ABC. Now, the series was set in the Pacific Theater of World War II, except in the final season of the series when the show switched its setting to Italy, and it focused on the crew of PT-73, which was a Navy ship, and it was led by Lieutenant Commander Quentin McHale, played by... that's right, Ernest Borgnine. Now, McHale's second-in-command was Ensign Chuck Parker, played by Tim Conway. In his career-defining performance as a gentle, naive, but somewhat gung-ho bumbler who usually succeeded in spite of his own ineptitude. Y'all, I remember one of the episodes of McHale's Navy. Tim Conway was playing, he was disguised as a doctor, and he introduced himself as whatever the name was, and then instead of, you know, after the doctor's name, hi, I'm Dr. Larry Vader, MDD, oh, MDDM, AM, and FM. And that was always funny. But the real funny one on the show was Joe Flynn, who played Captain Wallace Burton Binghamton, or better known behind his back as Old Leadbottom, who was always trying to get rid of the PT-73 and the crew, but they always did things that impressed the admirals, and they, you know, did things to the enemies and all, and always saved themselves. Well, y'all, this has definitely been a Pinsky Pansky episode, and I hope you have enjoyed it. And y'all, I was thrilled to death to hear from all of you that called the bag phone, and especially three brand new listeners. That's fabulous. That just makes me want to do a little Pinsky Pansky in MDDM, AM, and FM. Oh, Lord. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.